So as Brother Jonathan was saying, we will be starting a new journey within the book of Proverbs. And tonight's sermon title is Listen to Acquire Wisdom. Looking at the book and from first verse in the book, we see that the author is King Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. He is the main author and as well the one who collected many of the proverbs and put together the book. But if we look at the structure of the book, we will see that there are another few authors. And we have King Lemuel. We also have a collection that by King Hezekiah. And there are other proverbs that Solomon collected and put into the book. According to the history, it seems that the book has been published later on after Solomon has written the proverbs, as we see that Hezekiah, he did a collection of Solomon's proverbs as well. Now, the book has a unique scope, and we can see that from the beginning of the book, from verse 2 to 6, it clearly says why Solomon has written this book. And in verse 2, we see it's to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. And then it says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. So we see it has a very unique scope, and it addresses to anyone, to a variety of people as well, to those who have wisdom and knowledge, and even to the wise man, because when he will hear, he will increase learning. Now, a bit of a historical background is that in ancient there were other books of wisdom, especially in the neighbors of Israel. There were other books of wisdom written by the other scholars and wise people from those days. But the difference between the book of Proverbs written by Solomon is that the wisdom from the book of Proverbs has a revealing character. So it goes beyond knowledge and impacts the human life with an eternal scope. So we can say that in the book of Proverbs, there is godly wisdom and has the power of revealing God. So in comparison with the other books that can be found at the same time when the book of Proverbs has been written, the book of Proverbs, stands out having this unique knowledge and wisdom. It reveals God and God's wisdom. And we see in James 3, verse 13 to 15, James describes the godly wisdom. And it says, the wisdom descendeth not from this wisdom descended not from above, but earthly, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and evil work. And verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So the book of Proverbs does not only reveal God and his attributes, but as well has the power to decipher life issues and bring solutions to many problems of one's life. This book was so important for the Jewish that it was read and studied very, very hard. So the book structure has 31 chapters, similar to a full month. So the Jewish people had this tradition of having one chapter reading every day, going through the book once a month, 12 times in a year. So they were really emphasizing on the book that Solomon has written and the proverbs that have been collected by him. Now, what is a proverb? A proverb contains strong and deep knowledge and practical wisdom condensed in a few words. And in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty invention. In a few words, we can get so much learning. It's like condensing a whole speech into one sentence. And I have a few examples for you. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, meaning something that appears valuable or true may not be. The pen is mightier than the sword, meaning written words can yield more power than brute force of action. Or another one, Rome wasn't built in a day, meaning important work takes time. And I have a few from Romania as well. The lie has short legs, meaning the truth will always overcome false claims. Or sweet talk gains a lot, meaning talking with sincere kindness will indulge people to listen and act accordingly. So we see that a proverb contains within just one sentence great knowledge, great wisdom, practical advices for people. Now, the book of Proverbs has one key verse, and that key verse is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but the fools despise wisdom and instruction. So what is wisdom? We've read James chapter 3, verse 17, that wisdom that comes from above has some specific characters. And one of them is that wisdom that is from above is easy to be entreated, meaning that you can teach that kind of person who has that kind of wisdom. He is always willing and has an open heart to knowledge, to increase his knowledge, and to be more godlike. There is, so to the man who understands the knowledge, the skill to understand and wisdom that comes from above, from God, there is nothing to be arrogant of, but humble only because the cleansing of our mind and heart was done with the power of God and not by ourselves. But if this is what wisdom is, how can we acquire wisdom? How can we be what the book of Proverbs says that we can be, and we can access this kind of wisdom? So the key verse of the book, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And as well in Proverbs verse 2, chapter 2, verse 5, but actually verses 1 to 5, it says, what can we do and what we could do that in the end we could understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So it says, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commands with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So how can we acquire wisdom? Well, one first step would be to go and seek for it. And the book of Proverbs is one very good source and a step forward for us. But the verse also says something else. Fear the Lord. So what is the fear of the Lord? Well, first of all, would be the ability to sit at God's feet and you listen and him to teach you by receiving his instructions. And as well, to understand that the knowledge from above and the power of wisdom that stands God, to admit he is the only one holding the key of knowledge, and by fearing God, he will reveal himself to you and his mightiness. Moving forward, in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, we read, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." This is the wisdom speaking to man. And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19, we also read, "The Lord by wisdom had founded the earth, by understanding had he established the heavens." So we see in chapter 1 that wisdom talks to people. And then in chapter 3, saying that the Lord, with wisdom, he had founded the earth. He had created everything around us. And then in chapter 8, if you would read from verse 22 to 33, it actually says about the wisdom. So in verse 22, that the Lord possessed the wisdom in the beginning. Verse 23, "I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning." Verse 24, "When there were no death, I was brought forward." Verse 25, "Before the mountains, I was brought forward." Verse 27, "When God prepared the heavens, I was there." And verse 33, "Hear," or "listen carefully, my instruction." This is all wisdom. Is the wisdom talking or describing itself and says when she was. So we can take out few conclusions from what we found so far. That wisdom can pour out spirit. Was present at the making of the earth, and it was one of the first God's possession. So what is wisdom? In Colossians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, we read, "That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." So wisdom is not something, but someone. The wisdom is Jesus Christ, in whom God the Father hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So what the book of Proverbs talks about is Jesus Christ, and we see that even from the old times. So all the book of Proverbs concentrates its knowledge and wisdom from Jesus Christ. Now, the book has a special call, or what the scholars like to call it, the wisdom's call. In Proverbs verse 8, chapter 8, verse 4, we read, "Unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men." So the call is general to every person on earth. And we've read from chapter 1 that it doesn't make any kind of difference to who she, wisdom, directs its message. To simple ones, to young men, to wise men as well. So it's easily accessible to any kind of person that dwells on earth. But when I was reading the book, I was asking myself, how can I acquire, what's the difference between other books? One thing in the call of wisdom we can see is that wisdom calls. So if she only calls, what we as human have to do, we have to listen in order to acquire the knowledge that Jesus Christ, through his book and through King Solomon, is sharing. So in order to acquire wisdom, we have to listen. And in James, again going back to book of James from New Testament, chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer. He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgotteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So the result of listening should be to do what you have been instructed to do. Now, I think you've noticed that I have quoted quite a lot from the book of James. That is because the book of James is very similar to the book of Proverbs. It has the same pattern. It follows the same pattern. Practical knowledge. But the book of James, we know that it was intended to someone else. However, they do work together, both of them. So my message for tonight, and what I wanted to do with you, is just to, you know, just to open up your appetite for the book of Proverbs, because it's a very interesting book. It has so many learnings, and we've just seen tonight that in the book of Proverbs is Jesus Christ. It's like you would be talking with Jesus, him instructing and sharing all the knowledge to us, in order for the human being to live a skillful life. Amen. Let's pray. Our Lord, we come before you tonight to be with a thankful heart for the privilege you've given us again, discovering from the old times, from Old Testament, that you were talking to your people. We want to thank you, Lord, tonight for the book of Proverbs and for the Bible that is live and it touches our heart and our lives. Just help us to be good listeners and a doer as well, fulfilling your commandments. We want to thank you, Lord, for the way you work in our lives and for the word you've put in our lives, and that you've made it so accessible and you've given us so deep knowledge. Help us to live skillful lives that always show how great you are, sharing the good message of the gospel and showing to the people that we have always been present from the beginning of times till today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.